Here's your morning brief for Wednesday, May 10th. I'm Kate Bullivant for The Wall Street Journal. Former President Donald Trump is set to face the cameras a day after a federal jury held him liable for sexual abuse and defamation of columnist E. Jean Carroll. Tuesday's verdict marks the second time this year that Trump has faced a significant legal setback, and that misconduct could be on the agenda when he participates in a CNN town hall in New Hampshire tonight. That appearance is part of a strategy to appeal to a broader audience and key swing voters. Trump has been riding a wave of strong poll numbers, and many of his current or expected 2024 Republican opponents did not immediately comment on Tuesday's verdict. Trump has denied wrongdoing in the Carroll case, and his lead lawyer says he plans to appeal the verdict. Federal prosecutors have filed criminal charges against New York Congressman George Santos, according to people familiar with the matter. Details of the sealed charges couldn't immediately be determined. However, Santos has been under federal investigation since at least December and has faced accusations of unlawful activity during his 2022 campaign. Santos has admitted to misleading voters about his past, but said he hasn't committed any crimes and intends to serve in Congress. Santos's spokeswoman didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. A spokeswoman for the U.S. Attorney's Office in Brooklyn, which has been leading the investigation, declined to comment. Markets are in a holding pattern this morning ahead of key U.S. inflation data. The reading on consumer prices for April is due out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern, and core inflation is expected to remain stubbornly steady around 5%. Today's data is crucial for the Federal Reserve, which will be looking for any signs that higher interest rates are helping push down prices nearer to its 2% target. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mostly lower, and European shares were down in early trading. US stock futures have also slipped ahead of expected earnings reports from Disney and video game company Roblox.